It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them.
Okay.
They want us to know that they know what's best.
This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And, you know, one thing I'll remind you of before we get started here is there's two basic facts of human enlightenment. There is a God. And number two, you're not him. So now that we've got that settled, we can get back to where we're at. And Betty, are you still on?
Yeah. I'm here.
Well, we sure appreciate your coming on and your input and a little town, I think, Arkansas, and these folks are right in the middle of it, and they're a blessing. I've been there several times and a couple times, and I sure appreciate them. And David, you were talking. You did just exactly what I wanted you to do, talking about the value of words and the word confess and the word save and this type of thing. And a lot of times we don't understand the words that we. That we use. We say a sinner's prayer, a little sinner's prayer, and we say, well, that's it. But we don't understand that that word confess means to covet with God, to have a covenant, and the importance of words. And so, David, I appreciated what you had to say. And hang in there, and we'll get... I want to get back to Ken a minute before Ken, the sun comes up in California and he wakes up and then he won't know what to say. Ken, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Carl. If you don't mind, I thought since we're in the second hour, you might want to just tell people who tuned in why we're doing this. You know, we're talking a lot about the church and spiritual things. And as David talks about seducing spirits, I understand that. You understand that. Many people call in or here may not be on that same page. And so, we want them to understand why are we looking at deception in the church as being so important, and we spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks talking about deception in the world. Well, deception in the church is so important because when there's something wrong with a country, as I think David or John both pointed out, when that country is near the end and God's judgment is falling on it, God always talks about the religious leaders. He looks at the priests and the prophets. That's the ones he looks to, and he also looks at the kings. So we look at deception in the church because God does. That's where he says the problem is. Secondly, it's one of the signs of the times. You know, whether or not you believe there's a God and you believe the Bible or not, the Bible has written down many things that are coming to pass right now, telling us exactly, like World War III and so forth. A lot of information is there, and that's important. The third thing is that we look at deception in the church because it's the most important thing around. And just to kind of paraphrase what Betty said, you know, if you get deceived in the world about what's happening in Iraq and who's Republican and who's Democrat, it's going to cost you something. But if you get deceived about who Jesus Christ is, it's going to cost you everything. So it's very important that we start with the basic truth. That basic truth is a person. His name is Jesus. But I just want to explain, at least from my point of view, why I want to spend a lot of time talking about deception in the church, because if we don't get it there, we're not going to get it anywhere. So that's my soapbox for right now.
Well, you know, Ken, there is only one way, despite what the homosexuals might say or this type of thing, that there's many ways. There is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ and a relationship with him, not just knowing about him. Satan knows about him. Satan's scared to death of him. Satan's running out of time right now, and he's doing everything he can to see that his kingdom survives, because he's read the last chapter of the book. And it sounds like we have our music coming again, and we'll be right back. And Ken, I'd like to pick this up and continue that thought. Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to also, before we get back to Ken and David and everybody that's on, I would like to give them a website, and it's www.trumpetmen.org, and it's trumpetmen.org. We cover the seven signs of the last days and a lot of information, and some of the information on the deception and some of the holidays and this type of thing. And then I would like to give a scripture to start this segment with. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:12-13. Ken, you were talking just about the mission of this program and the mission of what we're trying to do, and I'd like you to continue that a minute, and we'll get back to David and Betty if she's still on, and we'll talk about those things. Go ahead.
Well, I think I just wanted to, at least from my point of view, is that we're talking this week especially about deception in the church. Because if people are deceived about who Jesus is and what it takes to have this covenant relationship with him, they're going to, it doesn't really matter what happens in the world. Jesus himself said, and you always have to go back to what he said, you know, you can gain, what does it profit a man if you gain the whole world, lose your own soul? We are eternal creatures. We're spirit beings inside this body right now, much like a butterfly is in the body of a, you know, first in the cocoon, of course, but beyond that in a caterpillar. So we have to understand who we really are. We're not going to find that in the world. The schools won't teach us that. It's supposed to be taught, you know, in the churches, or in the congregations, rather. I should use the right terms. So it's important for us to first get things straight on a spiritual level. Then if you do that, the political level will become more important. And I thought of what I think it was Betty said, you know, they're training, she didn't say it this way, but they really are training the churches. I believe FEMA now is training the churches to have their pastors and chaplains and so forth quell the people when there's going to be martial law and actually turn them in as if they're in need of some sort of mental health. And you have to ask yourself, how could we get in the situation where people who are supposed to be men of God, supposedly ordained of God, leading us down the pathway of, you know, globalism and really into seducing spirits. So when you look at that, there's terrible deception in the churches. Right now, instead of looking at the truth, which is Jesus and what he said, which is, you know, you either know me or don't know me, that's really his test. We're talking about raptures and communions and, you know, whether or not you believe this song is right or that song is right, all these things that don't matter. We're looking at the worldly things. It's like anything else. We always look horizontally at the problem. As long as we focus on the problem, we'll never get it solved. We need to look at the answer, whose name is Jesus. We need to lift up our head, see that our redemption draws near. So that's kind of my view of it, Carl.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Ken, the things that are unimportant, and yet the whole denominations are built on how to do it, the way to do it. We do it in this way. For instance, baptism, we have to trace our baptism back to John the Baptist or else it's not real. Things like this, when baptism, water baptism, is not a requirement for salvation. And I don't know where they get a lot of this stuff. The other thing is, you know, God has always had a people, but he's always been the healer. He is the one that does the healing.
Amen.
And somehow we've gone over to man being the healer, and so we focus upon man as the healer. And I won't name these healers scare me. Healing doesn't scare me. I believe that he can heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Those scriptures are still true, but it's him that's doing it. Not a man. And so much of this manology has come in where all the focus is on the person. And, you know, I say if these people have the gift of healing that they believe they have, then they better not pass a children's hospital. They better not pass an old folks home or a hospital without stopping in and doing what they're called to do if they are truly healers. And so we have seen healing, but the healing is not from the healer. The healing is from the ultimate healer, which is Jesus Christ. And so I get a lot of these denominational walls are put up because of that, the method, the tongues, all the issues. And, you know, I wonder sometimes how we got so far away. We look at Acts, and then we look at Corinthians, and we look at Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, where Paul spent the biggest part of the time admonishing the church to get its act together, and yet we build churches upon those chapters. Paul very clearly was rebuking the church for what they were doing. And it's not to say that there isn't a true gift of tongues and that there isn't a true gift of healing and this type of thing, but it's not the person. It is the ultimate healer, and that is Jesus Christ. So now
hey,
I've got off my soapbox. I'll let somebody else talk.
Hey, Carl,
yes.
I want to just follow up on that. This is Ken. I want to, you know, you hit one of the clues I think that people need to know about when you're trying to see if you're deceived. If you're looking for seducing spirits, What they do is, don't forget, the ultimate seducing spirit wants to be like God. He wants to ascend up to the stars and put his throne up among the stars of God, right? Well, that seducing spirit he passes on, you know, to God's creation, mankind. And so you have, all of us are sort of born with that urge to be like God, but without having to follow God or be with him, without having that covenant relationship. So what you can tell when you're looking at seducing spirits, I'll just use one example, I won't give names and so forth, but if you go to these great healing services, and I've been to a number of them, you will see seducing spirits like you won't believe. If you have eyes to see, that is, if God has opened up your eyes and showed you spiritually what is going on, because those are seducing spirits in many cases. And the reason you know it is because they focus on the man. It's always the man. It's the man's name, the man's ministry, the man's doing. Cameras are all the man. Glory is given to the man. And whenever you see that, you can pretty well rest assured that that's not God moving. That's somebody else with a counterfeit. So that was an important clue anyway, Carl, what you said is to look to see if they're glorifying man. It's probably not the right church.
Well, I think any time that man is glorified, you know, if you can walk out of a church and say, "Wow, that was really a message," but you don't remember the name of the man that delivered it, then it truly was a message from God.
Amen.
But if you're worshiping the man that delivered it, then it wasn't the message, it was the charisma of the man that delivered it. And I think so many times we miss this. I've had the old cowboys with dung on their boots and this type of thing in a barn deliver a message that just sent cold chills up and down my spine, and I can't even remember the man's name. But I'll tell you something, I can remember the message. And it was called "Our God Reigns," and it was a message about feeling that gentle rein of God on your neck, that neck rein. And he was talking about breaking horses. And, man, I don't even remember the man's name, but I do remember the message, and I never forgot that. And so it's not the man, it's the message. So too many times we set up on a high pulpit, a high stage, and separate from the people. I believe Paul was down amongst the people. I believe he was on the same level that they were on and preached from that level, amongst the people. Any comments? David, you've been silent for a while. You got anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I've got tons I'd like to say. I would like to say Satan's payoff with the seducing spirit. And that's where it's headed, because we're heading to the consummation of the age. And, of course, a lot of people are aware that they're there somewhere, but there is a payoff. And the word anti, like the Antichrist, the word anti can be translated instead of. So you've got a pope that does things instead of the way the word says it. And it gave us all of the different holidays that breaks covenant. And then for the born-again group, where the people just got born again and ready to die, they missed the point of entering into covenant. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believes, but with the mouth confession or covenant is made unto rescue, safety, physical, morally, healing, deliverance, and all the benefits for salvation." So you have a church that they have him as the one who's forgiven their sins, they're born again, but they haven't entered into covenant for them to be their healing, deliverance, and thank the Lord for what healing, deliverance we have seen, but it's not on the scale that it should be. The faith isn't there. The faith comes by hearing the word, so consequently you have a church full of undelivered people dependent on the system, which I've got an article here in front of me from the Columbus Dispatch showing an arm with a chip in it. So it won't be long before you won't be able to.
Sounds like we got the commercial coming again, David. Hold that thought, and we're going to also have Alan Starr from Mena, Arkansas on right after the break, and we'll be Ken always there with us. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, I really want to thank the engineer that brings all these callers on and this type of thing at Republic Broadcasting Network. He's a real blessing to work with. We've got Ken, you're there, and David is still on, and we've got Alan from Mena, Arkansas. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, brother.
Well, good. What do you think of the discussion so far? You got anything, any inputs?
Well, brother, the first hour, computer's giving me problems, so I didn't get to listen to you the first hour, so I called in, and so far it's sounding real good. I heard Brother Ken talking a while ago about a man putting his name in front of his ministry. Well, we all know if we've ever watched television, we've always seen, or most all of them, the TV evangelist has their names in front of their ministries. And some of them are preaching that, you know, that we're little gods. And, you know, that's one of the first lies. Well, it is the first lie that the devil told man, that he would be as God.
Amen.
Amen. Shirley MacLaine stood out on the beach there with her arms stretched up and saying, chanting, I'm a God, I'm a God, I'm a God. And I always say, no, Shirley, you're not. And your underarm deodorant's failed and you didn't, and you aren't a God. We are not God. And so, Ken, you got a comment there?
Well, one thing that came to my mind, and it was also when John, when Dave was talking, is that, you know, we have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Like you said, begot me, I never knew you. But it has to be the relationship as God has ordained it, not the relationship that we desire to have with him. And what I mean by that is we can't design our own, just as we can't design our own sacrifices, our own traditions, and offer those things to God and say, well, God, I took communion 8,412 times in my lifetime. Aren't I good enough to enter heaven? We have to enter into the relationship that God has ordained, the one way you talked about. And so if we start making up our own ways, you know, what kind of relationship we want, as someone said in the first hour, you know, I can practice homosexuality, I can be a Christian bank robber, I can be at peace with God, that's not true. And so we have to realize that we can't deceive ourselves, and whenever we try to drum up our own idea of what kind of relationship we should have with him and try to present that to him and expect that he will accept it, what we're really doing is playing God. If we can control what Jesus will accept, then we're God. And that's the deception of the seducing spirits, too.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's, you know, it's amazing how easy it is to be deceived. And the deception comes because many times of a relationship to a man. And all of a sudden we say, well, you know, this is, the teaching is wrong, but I sure like this guy and this type of thing. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, I think a great example in Scripture is in Philippians. And in Philippians, Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And that word know there is gnosko in the Greek, which is an intimate, personal relationship, a close relationship. And, you know, this comes 30 years after the road, after his experience on the road when he met Jesus. This is 30 years later, and Paul still says, I want to know him. But boy, that word there, that intimate, close word of knowing him, almost, you know, like a husband and wife know each other. He wanted that intimate relationship. But he was also willing to take the fellowship of his suffering with them. And I think many times we miss what that suffering brings about because we're looking for the easy road. We're looking for no more flat tires. We're looking for the name it and claim it and blab it and grab it message that talks about prosperity all over the place and this type of thing. I'm sorry, but I don't see that. I see a Jesus that said that didn't have a place to lay his head. And people said, well, he was a millionaire. He had no seam in his robe and a seamless robe, and that was expensive and all that. No, I believe that his suffering, he was the suffering Savior. And he says, take up your cross daily and follow me. I think these are all things that... Go ahead and comment.
Brother, they, you know, if they'll read their Bible, they'll see that Herod put that robe on Jesus for mockery.
Yeah. Yep, and there's a whole lot to that robe and a whole lot to the robes that he wore before the crucifixion.
Going back
the robe
to
they took off of him, the robe.
Going back to the Apostle Paul here, brothers, 16, Acts 16 and 30. Sirs, what must we do to be saved? And they said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in all thy house. So what do people believe these days? They don't believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, hang on to that thought. We got the commercial coming, Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests, and we just took a break for the commercial there, and let's see, I believe, Alan, you were saying something right before the commercial. Go ahead.
Well, brothers, what people believe today, they don't believe what the Bible says because they leave it on the shelf all week, let it collect dust. What they believe is what their denomination teaches them, and what their preacher tells them. I've had people to comment, well, you know, they just don't believe that in my church. Well, what is my church? We are the church. We don't have a church. We are the church.
Hey, Carl, I had one comment on that, just thinking about it.
One
of the reasons that we look at the Bible and study the scriptures is because it tells us what's happening in the world today. So I come back to that same point. You know, I think all of us talking today believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and all of those, but a lot of people that call in or listen may not. And so we need to understand that there's lots of good reasons to get your nose in the Bible, even if you're not a believer. One is that you can actually find out what's happening. And I marvel at what's happening in the churches, as our brothers have just said. We're not really believing in Jesus. We're not having a covenant relationship with him. We're looking at traditions of men. It's interesting what Jesus said, and I think it's important to see who he said it to and what the context was. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. So he told us to beware of the corruption or pollution or influence, the seducing spirits, if you will, of both the religious system, that is the Pharisees, and the political system. So he's telling us these things are going to come. Now, the interesting question is, who was he talking to? Well, he was talking to people who knew him. He was walking and talking, I think he was actually in a boat at that point, with his disciples, the only ones on the earth who actually knew him, who had an intimate relationship with him at the time. So he's saying to people with an intimate relationship with him, that is believers today, beware. Be very careful of the pollution that's coming from the pulpits, from the religious leaders, and from the political leaders. And what do we have today? That's all you can explain. That explains all the problems in the United States today. Political deception, religious deception, and that's the end of it. So I think it's important for us to go back, and I think it's important to look at the Bible. I don't think that's an issue at all. But as you say, if you open the TV guide more than you open the Bible, you're probably going to be deceived.
Amen.
Ken, isn't it very complicated to receive Christ? I mean, you've got to go through a lot of things to receive him. I think we talk about in the goals that we have on this program, if you're not saved, we're going to try to get you saved. Would you tell me just in a few short words just how I can get saved?
Well, I can kind of tell you how I got saved. I like I said, I went to church when I was a little boy because I was drugged there by parents. And then sometimes when I was a teenager, I'd visit because I liked the blonde in the choir. And then one night when I was 40 years old, I was home alone and Jesus came to me. No, I didn't see him descend out of heaven with my natural eyes, but there was a revelation like Paul had on the road to Damascus. And he revealed himself to me. And when God reveals Jesus to you, you know that he is God and you are not. Those are two miracles happened for me in the same night. But receiving Jesus, it's not a contract in the legal sense. It's not a contract in the physical sense, but it is a spiritual contract. And the whole idea really is, he says, anyone who seeks me diligently shall find me. You know, you ask and seek and it shall be given unto you. So if you're looking for Jesus, he's not hard to find. He's waiting for you to just turn around. The problem is that you got your back to him, and all you have to do is turn unto him and say, I want to believe. You see, when I was that night alone, home alone, I didn't know what to say or do. I just told him I didn't have the faith to believe in him, and that was true. I didn't have the faith, and I didn't realize that was one of the grace of God. He gave me the faith to believe him, and it happened immediately. It was not difficult. It didn't take any special words. I was not in church. I had no pastor there. I had no evangelist. I had no witness. I had nobody except Jesus. You know what? Jesus is enough. Because Jesus is all I need. And he's never failed me from that day forth. So I hope that's not too many words. I hope it's not too difficult.
That is exactly what I wanted. And then when you look at just how simple it is, it's a relationship. There was nobody around me. I got down on my knees at the edge of a desk and didn't even know how to pray, and I had walls full of engineering manuals in my study in my den, but I didn't even know how to pray. And like that little donkey that was tied where the ways where two ways met, and Jesus said, "Go and get him and bring him to me." And I was there at the corner of that desk, and boy, he became real to me. The tears flowed and I knew that I'd received him. He'd received me. You bawl and you squall and you snot and all kinds of things happen, and there's no dignity in it. And when that happens, it's just, but it's so simple. And if you're out there listening to this program, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do, we talked about the word confess, all you have to do is just confess and believe on him. And confess your sins, not to somebody, but just ask him to forgive you and turn the other way, and your life will change. And then find a group of believers, find a good Bible believing church, find a church that is reaching out, and the church is important. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm not talking about the organization. We need agonization, not organization, but we're talking about that. So if you have prayed that, well, let somebody know. You don't have to let us know, but let somebody know that you've received Jesus Christ, and your life will change.
Hey, Carl, reminded me of an analogy. And so I want to use a quick analogy, a story, a parable like Jesus used. Now, I know this parable is going to be old-fashioned. I know it won't be theologically correct for all those people who've graduated from seminary school and all that. But, if you meet someone, we'll say as a young man or even as an old man, that you want to spend the rest of your life with, that is, you want to get married to them, right? The old-fashioned way is you get down on your knees.
Right.
Getting on your knees is not important. But you say to that person, will you spend the rest of your life with me? And you have all that wealth of emotion and so forth. It's not an emotional decision. You want that person to live with you forever. You want them to be your eternal companion. Well, that's the way it is with Jesus. When you meet Jesus, you want him to be your eternal companion. And that's really what the confession is about, agreeing to be his eternal companion, because my covenant with him is that he will be my God and I will be one of his people. Hope that helps.
Brother,
Amen. That helps a lot, Ken. Go ahead, Alan.
You will remember, and you will know when you meet Jesus Christ as Savior.
Amen.
You will know it. Everybody should know the date they were reborn. And
Amen.
There's a lot of people that can't tell you when they were reborn. August the 15th, 1971 is when I was reborn. I know when I met Jesus.
Amen.
It ought to be just as big a thrill as if we was meeting him face to face.
Amen. And people say, well, how do you know? And I say, well, let's see. Now, if you get a cold or a flu, that's when something invades your body and you know it, right? And they say, well, yeah, you got symptoms. I said, well, if God invades your body, don't you think you have symptoms?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But that's a thrill. That's the biggest miracle that'll ever happen. As you know in Jesus Christ, and you will know, and you'll want to tell everybody when you actually know Jesus. It's not walking to the front of the church and joining somebody's body of so-called believers.
Right. Yeah, it's not. And as David said, there is a covenant. There's a covenant relationship, and because Jesus can reveal himself, you can say no. I mean, I don't see how you could, but you could. And I have to say, looking back at my life, there have been probably other times when God was calling and I was saying no. So there's that covenant part of it, too, where you have to want to be there. God won't drag you kicking and screaming through the knot hole that he was talking about earlier. The world will, but God will never drag you kicking and screaming into his kingdom. You have to want to go there. It's an all-volunteer army.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. David, we haven't heard from you for a while. Are you still with us?
I'm still with you, just champing at the bit.
All right. Well, David, if they want to get your book or want to know how to get a hold of you, can you give us an address or an email or something?
My address is 1505. State Route 78 Southwest in Malta, Ohio. That's MALTA 43758. And my phone number is 7.
All right.
You got that? Should I put my phone number out there? 740-962.
Go ahead.
740-962-3210.
Hey, David, could you say that again more slowly, because I'd like to get it.
1505 State Route 78 Southwest.
Uh-huh.
That's Malta, Ohio, MALTA. I think I'll send Carl some literature for you.
Yeah, I see the book. And what was your phone number?
740 962 3210.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay. I wanted to I make a bunch of comments. But I was talking about the payoff. We were on the subject of deception in the church.
Yes.
And one of the things I'm trying to point out to the body of Christ is the payoff. Going down a list, which probably won't have time to finish, is that in the Time magazine, credit was given to Mary for the changes in Russia and Poland to her intercession. I've got the copy of it.
Amen. I remember that.
So when they cry peace and safety in the Mideast, they're trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments. First, second is don't bow down, don't make an image. Fourth is don't bow down. So when the time comes, they're going to want you to bow down to an image of Mary. That'll be the abomination of desolation that Daniel spoke about. She's going to get credit. That's what's going to bring on the desolating judgment. And too many details to get into all that. So that's one doctrine of demon that's going to kill a bunch of folks. The Lord said he'd put a hook in the jaws of the nation, and he baited the hooks with 50-gallon barrels of oil. And then with the church that has not entered into covenant or believed for the fullness, Jesus' doctrine was easier to say, take your bed and walk, your sins forgiven, that we should have had a covenant for Jehovah Jah, which is Jesus, to be our healing when you can't go to the hospital, when you can't get your food. We're going to go through 3.5 years, just like Israel went, and supposed to be able to sing the song of Moses, that the covenant-keeping God has become our salvation, our rescue, safety, physically, morally, saving, health, deliverance.
Yeah.
So the faithless church is going to die like flies because they don't believe. They've been told by their pastors the power died with the apostles. He doesn't do those kind of things today, all kinds of things. So many of the Lord's people will die in a judgment, then come out of Babylon. You look at all the believers who their financial well-being is on Christmas, Easter, and Babylon's going to fall. They'll complain that we haven't prospered since we quit baking cakes to the Queen of Heaven, like in Jeremiah, those with hot cross buns or their Fat Tuesday.
Amen.
And then you got your Jehovah's Witness and Seventh-day Adventists, whose Jesus was Michael the Archangel. And as I told one, angels don't have blood, and you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So they're set up. Satan's payoff. Then for the undelivered among the church, a man who understands the meaning of the word save, if he has AIDS, should be healed, or at least have the covenant for healing. But you've got now ministers preaching you can be active homosexuals and still see God's face in peace. Well, Isaiah 53:5 says, talks about his beating, and the word iniquity there is perverseness. Where it talks about the worst part of his beating. Psalm says he's beaten so bad all of his joints were loose. And so he was beaten, by his stripes were healed, but it's the word perversity. If you go to Matthew 4:23, the word disease there in Matthew 4:23, Matthew 9:35, and Matthew 10:1 is the word malachy, which means softness or debility or disease. Soft like fine clothing, a catamite. A catamite is a boy who keeps, who's kept as a pederast, kept by a pederast.
Right.
A lover of boys, one who engages in animal intercourse, especially a boy, effeminate. The World Book Dictionary, a catamite, a boy, keep a boy for unnatural purposes. So there's healing for the effeminate. There have been those who had that spirit cast out or delivered when they got born again, when they understood the fullness. Some who didn't understand it. The best thing for a lot of people, I used to keep track of people who were healed when they got born again. And what I found out is that all of them never went to church. Because if they had gone to the churches where they met the Lord, they would have been told what the Lord doesn't do nowadays. And those they went got was born again, they wouldn't have got healed. I recently heard the testimony of a man who was a male prostitute, and he's now dying of AIDS. He said he's ready to die because he's born again, but his pastor should have used wholesome words. Paul said use wholesome words or sound words, words that carry carry the meaning that the Lord intended for them. Amos said there'd be a in 8:11 there'd be a loss of the meaning. The daybar means that the meaning of the words would be lost. So people use the word saved, don't know its full meaning. Get your Bible dictionary. Salvation or savior. Savior means one who runs to deliver you or to succor you. To succor means to defend or deliver. So in the car accident example used at the altar calls, how many here have the assurance if you die tonight and then talk about somebody killed in a car accident? They should have made a covenant for Jesus to run to deliver them in the accident, to be their deliverance in the tsunamis, the storms, the tornadoes, the plagues, all of these things. And yet the church hasn't done that, and they're dependent on the system. Amen. I was talking about that newspaper article. It's Sunday, July 22, with the chip in the hand. Uh-oh, here goes the music again.
There's the music, and it's time for our commercials. We'll be right back after the commercial. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Public Broadcasting Network. And we have got another caller that just called in, Margie from Idaho. And welcome to the program. And it's good to have you on. This
God
is Carl
bless
Sanders.
You all. And I just want to say thank you and praise the Lord that you men are there for us people to let us know that we're not alone, that there's many of us out here. And I have just felt that Holy Spirit is just coming across the airwaves from you all there. And I just want to say God bless you and thank you because I needed you. God bless you all and thank you.
Well, God bless you, sister, and thank you for calling in. And it just causes the cup to run over and we can drink from the saucer, but we're here for you, and we're excited about that.
Thank you
for listening. God
thank
bless you.
Yes, God bless
David,
you all.
Go ahead.
In about a week and a half, I intend to be out in Kamei, Idaho, passing out literature and hunting pastors and warning Christians. So I don't know whether you're around Kamei or not. Idaho, the lady caller.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I think she went off the line.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I travel around with the literature I have, warning pastors and Christians. Periodically, the Lord gave me a dream or a vision, so I go and I spend as much as 2.5 months in different communities warning about these things. And the primary thing is that it's coming together and the seducing spirits pay off. See, what Satan gets out of it is to take as many people to hell with him as he can. And so if you're set up with the Jesus that was Michael the Archangel, as I told the people, that you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, where angels don't have blood. So,
Amen.
Amen.
So you got the Mormons who are trying to be gods or claim to be gods and got a different Jesus, so they're set up for killing. And what's going to happen, just the plagues of Revelation 18, it said that come out for my people, lest the plagues. So he's talking about his people. He's not talking about the unborn again. He's talking about his people. So when you start going all the way back to Abraham, he was told to get out and go for yourself, basically from the Hebrew. So he left Babylon. He was aware of everything we are in different forms today. And then in Corinthians 10, it talks about we shouldn't be in covenant relationship with those that are still in Babylon. And it talks about the eating, the drinking the wine, which loosened them up like at the college parties at the beach, ate the sacrifice, and then rose up to play. The word play is like dirty dancing, the hula in Hawaii. So 23,000 fell in one day. 24 altogether because they hung 1,000 princes. So you go back to the Numbers 25 and the high vaulted tent where they had temple prostitutes. So we got the high vaulted tent.
David, here's the music again. Here's the music coming on again. I think we've got one segment left. And we'll be right back for the wrap up. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders. Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.